Abby and Poppy are going to come and read the Bible for us. A little bit of Acts 4 and a little bit of John 14.
Acts chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 and 7 to 12. The priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because of the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, by whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
John chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in your God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. If no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him.
Great. Perfect, girls. Thank you so much. We'll just I want to say a few words about those readings just very briefly with you before we go for a cup of tea. I don't know if you used to be good or bad at this. It's an old-fashioned thing now, asking for directions. Now, it used to be the funny joke that men were famously stubborn about this. We would not ask for help on where we were going. But it's an old thing now, because these days you have your phone or a GPS. Some cars have these built in. And we generally don't have to ask for directions anymore. Like I say, you put your destination in, and your phone is really good at knowing how far away it is and how long it's going to take you. I find that it's usually pretty spot on. If you're being adventurous, you can play a little game and try and beat the clock, but I wouldn't recommend that. It's a big change in the world. But in our second reading there, Thomas asked for directions. I wonder if you heard that. Did we notice that he asked that question? Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus is talking about his death. He's trying to comfort his friends before he leaves. And he says he's going, but they know the way. They know how to find him. And it must have been confusing because we get this question from Thomas. And it sets up one of those really famous verses in the Bible. Jesus answers, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Peter said the same thing to the leadership in our first reading. Salvation is found in no one else but Jesus. You know, many have asked the way to heaven over the years, and lots of answers come forward. The directions come. Muhammad comes along and says his way is the way. He gives his teachings and his rules and his laws, and he says, if you do this, then Islam will get you to paradise. But then someone like the Buddha comes along, and he says, no, that's not the way. There's a different way. In fact, there's actually no way. There's no heaven. But just enlightenment, you'll know everything. We can learn his lessons and rise above all the religious stuff and all our struggles with it. But then the philosophers roll their sleeves up and they tell us there's no heaven, no religion, no God, all famously summed up by John Lennon in that terrible song, Imagine. Time and time again, somebody turns up and says, I'll show you the way. Here are the directions. And you know, only Jesus says different. He doesn't say, I'll show you the way. He says, I am the way. He's also the truth and also life. You know, as I get a little bit older, I have a stronger and stronger sense that I need all three of these things. I need a way to go. I need the truth to keep me on track. And I have a feeling as well that this is what life is really all about. In a world that has lots of ways you can go, a loose relationship with the truth, and a constant questions about what life is and what it's for, this is a claim of Jesus that I think is still worth pondering. It's also worth pondering because he adds that line, no one comes to the Father except through me. That's as bold a claim as you'll ever hear, folks. Maybe we've stopped hearing the boldness of that. Now, I could dissect all of this and talk about why Jesus refers to God as the Father or how he performs a priestly role by standing between us and God. But the boldness of the line is, I think, more important. It's worth getting to grips with. And I'm going to let C.S. Lewis prompt those thoughts for us this morning. We're going to finish with these. Maybe you've heard this before. Maybe this is new to you, but really drives home this point. What is the way to heaven? What do we do with a bold, difficult claim of Jesus? Well, Lewis says this. I'll read this through with you. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level of with a man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us, and he did not intend to. Way, truth, and life, a bold claim, the directions we need. That's what I want us to think about this morning. Let me pray for us. Lord God, we do feel the challenge of these words of Jesus, even if we believe them. We realize again that Jesus is not an easy teacher, but he is the way, truth, and life, and we do need all three. So Lord, help us to take these things to heart and be changed by them, even a little, for we all know who we really are. We sense the truth of who Jesus is, and we all want to go to heaven. So help us to see the way, know the truth, and live lives that will matter in eternity, and all because of Jesus. Amen.